we are back. The morning show, Mountain Home Radio. It is a Wednesday morning, and I've got two great master gardeners here in the studio with me this morning. But before we get there, Robert Conrad is the answer.
There,
he was thinking the whole time.
The stuff that goes on behind the scenes here is as entertaining as the stuff that's on the air, I promise. But we do need to talk about some stuff in the master gardener's world. And I'm going to start off the conversation picking up where we left off a little bit earlier, because actually it is right in front of us. The Master Gardener's annual seminar is coming up this weekend. It's great that it's sold out. I wish that a few more folks could attend this. But, Seal, one of the facts you were telling me is we've seen a significant number of signups from outside of Mountain Home.
Yes, we have Master Gardeners and non-Master Gardeners coming from all over the state, from Missouri coming into town.
Fantastic.
It'll be good for the economy as well.
Yep.
We love to meet all you people. All you local people that are going to be there, come introduce yourselves to me and Tommy. We'll both be there. We'd love to meet you and talk to you.
And if you can't find Tommy, look for the camera.
Without a doubt. Okay? Or you just recognize the laugh. Follow the laugh.
Okay? Yes.
But it's a great event, and we're really looking forward to it. We've got great speakers, great things coming up. A lot of people worked real hard on this.
Yes.
My co-chairs, Jane Druff and Marcia Taylor, a thanks to them. Mm-hmm. Couldn't do it without them, as well as all my other chair people. Jason Chamberlain has made a fantastic tour out of Cedar.
Very cool.
I have to tell you, it's taller than me, which isn't saying much, I realize. But still,
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yes, it's about 5.5 feet tall.
Okay.
It came out beautiful.
Pictures.
I have a picture, but it doesn't do it justice. When I saw it in person, the scale of it just doesn't come in the photograph.
Okay.
But there's a lot of other great opportunity tables that are going to be auctioned off in our silent auctions for the day. So all you folks come visit with us. We got great speakers and love to meet y'all.
Should be a great time over there. That's just one of a couple of events that you guys have coming up. And I want to jump ahead to the end of April. And the reason I want to do this is I'm going to get some warning now. Tommy, unfortunately, it was not very well attended last year. say that very tongue-in-cheek for our plant sale. We want to let some folks know about this. Get yourselves in line early. But the plant sale is coming up before we know it.
April the 29th. And Scott and I were some of the bright and early guys last year. And he helped me count. And it went on and on and on, guys.
Well, but I departed from you at 120-ish.
Yeah. But do not listen to me closely. Do not be late. This is not an event you come to after it gets going.
No.
You want to be there early, be in line, and we used to call it combat shopping. It's not quite that bad anymore. But anyway, if you see something you like, pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
We have holding corrals where you can hold stuff. But it's a fun event. And Seal next to me, I think she'd already got 75 plants of her own ready for it. So,
Of
us are, I've got a few hostas I'll bring, and I'll bring some other things.
I'm surprised you're parting with those.
I don't like that. Boy, it kills me to let them go. But there'll be a lot of neat things there. And it's fun. It's just it's a good time to see people and have fun. And it's outdoors.
Yes.
It's in the barns. And we pray for good weather. We've had good weather. But it's one of those things that COVID made us do, but I think it's a good thing.
I know it's a good thing. Oh, no, it is a good thing. And weather aside, even if you do have some weather in the area, you can line up at the other end of the barn, get everybody under the roof. They're going to be nice and dry. It's really not going to be that big of a deal. I'm looking forward to just seeing what all is available this year. One thing that amazed me last year was the sheer variety that you Master Gardeners drug in for this event.
And that's what's fun about Master Gardeners. There'll be one guy, a group that loves roses. There'll be another group that loves vegetables. There'll be another group that loves whatever shade plants. There'll be another group that loves things that attract pollinators, whatever.
Right.
And all of them will be there, guys. Mm-hmm. And we don't try to we have a fair price.
Yes.
And there will be nothing left
when
the show is over. We don't have to do a lot of packing up.
It.
I mean, all we got to do is just leave, because it's you guys buy everything and take it all, and you get bargains. It's just it's a win-win for everybody.
Oh, exactly. And the Master Gardeners get to show off what you guys have been working on for the last year, two, three, whatever it is that you're bringing out there to this event.
It's everything from Master Gardeners' own gardens.
Right.
I'm sounding repetitive there, but we have grasses. I have 55 Miscanthus grasses potted up from the Memorial Gardens. Okay?
Oh, wow.
So it's not only our gardens, but our garden projects that we bring from. All right. And so in that respect, you have things that you know that do well here.
Yes.
Some of them with a minimum of a care.
Right.
So read the labels. Everything's identified. We'd love to meet you. The doors open at 9.
Yes.
But don't come at 9 o'clock.
No.
You need to come early.
Tommy and I started counting at 8:15, and like I said, I left Tommy at about 120-ish. I'm not sure we were right around that number when we split off. Tommy kept on counting. I stopped to visit with somebody. Gee, imagine that. But the only thing that I think would make the event more exciting is maybe line them all back up there at the gate and do a Le Mans start.
Somebody get killed.
Somebody get hurt doing that.
No, I'm just throwing that out there for a little bit of levity. But yeah. It was amazing to me to see the folks lined up at 8 o'clock in the morning. I figured, okay, the event starts at 9. I'm going to get down there between 7:45 and 8 and just sort of check things out. You guys had warned me that there were going to be some folks in line, and there were. They got through there in a hurry. I think the event was over by 10 o'clock.
Give or take, the 10:30 is usually done for sure. Yep. We've had people complain that there's nothing left. Well, just because everybody bought it.
Exactly.
They're good gardens. They're things that grow down here. You can ask a master gardener question about anything. Mm-hmm. And we have had everything. There's even a gal that had some starts of Japanese maples there.
Ooh.
And it broke our hearts because we couldn't buy
We can't buy them.
We can't buy stuff. We don't get first pick or anything. The public gets absolutely whatever's there.
You know, for a small fee, I might be able to negotiate a purchase for you.
Hey, I hadn't thought about that. Designated buyer, right? That's a good idea.
No, we don't do that.
Once again, tongue in cheek. There is a lot of stuff here, and I like what you said, that you do know they're going to be successful because they're growing right now in this area. These are currently things you guys are working with.
Right, and the tags that come with each plant tell you everything you need to know about it. Okay. So do read them.
Yeah.
Make sure it's something that's going to fit.
We got to read instructions.
It's a good idea.
I'm a guy. I'm not sure I can.
Well, there's gentlemen there, and they do manage to figure out if they can have it or not.
Okay. Pants. Okay.
All right. It's a great time, though. Everybody has a good time waiting in line. You get to see other people and visit with folks, and there's a couple hundred people that do show up for the event.
Oh, yeah.
By all means. So if you're going to buy something, you need to get in line. And as Tommy said, grab it. Talk to a master gardener about getting it in a holding area for yourself. Mm-hmm. There's people running around to help you.
Yep.
By all means, make yourself available. Everything is a bargain. There's nothing priced at retail prices.
Yes.
Nothing.
Exactly.
You're going to find annuals, perennials, vegetables, maybe some herbs. It just depends what everybody has success growing.
Right.
Unfortunately, with this cold weather, my friends from Marion County has a greenhouse, and his heater died the other night lost all his tomato plant starts, John.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah, so there's going to be some of that, unfortunately.
That's part of it.
Last year, I was left the line was way, way long, and you and I were there, and I was about maybe 50, 75 people back, and I went there, and I went to this one person. I said, well, folks, I'm sorry, but behind here, the rest of y'all don't need to go inside. We're going to shut it off right here. You should have seen the looks I had. If looks could have killed, I'd have been a dead man, let me tell you.
One thing I saw, an entire cross section of our community here, and that's one thing I loved. We saw a couple of kids down there, I want to guess maybe as young as 2 or 3 years old. They were out there with mom and dad. There was mom and dad, there was grandma and grandpa, there was aunt and uncle there, but it ranged. I would guess we probably had an 80-year age span out there at that event. And I loved seeing that. That means we're getting the entire cross section of our community here in Baxter County.
And it's good for Tommy Hagen because I'm taking photographs of everybody. And it really is. It's a fun photography place because the little guys remember that, folks. I mean, they get out there with grandma and grandpa or mom and dad. They won't forget that. I promise you. Somewhere in the Thanksgiving 10 years from now, they'll be talking about that.
Yeah, so, you'd be surprised. I planted my first seed at 5 years old.
Really?
It didn't grow.
Okay.
But I did. Yep. I was interested from the beginning. And if you get your kids involved with this stuff, this is a great year to start a vegetable garden. Prices being what they are, seeds being what they are, it's a great investment. You're going to save save money on groceries, and you're going to eat better.
Yes. Well, you've got Jeff Quick in their Food Bank of North Central Arkansas teaching you how healthy foods equal a better health outcome.
Absolutely.
So just one of the small things we can do for ourselves, maybe eat a little bit healthier. You said that about getting the kids involved. My grandfather had a garden from the time I remember. I was out there puttering around. Didn't really have a lot of interest through the middle portion of my life, but I'm at the point now I love getting out there in the garden and playing with it and then spending some time out there. Mm-hmm. Well, I had kids in my life, and I was busy for 50 weekends out of year, didn't have time to garden. Coronavirus has sort of shifted my priorities.
I think that's a pattern that happens because I had the same thing. Both my grandmothers one in Kingsville, Texas, one in San Antonio, Texas. They had beautiful gardens.
Yep.
I would get out there with them and help them, and they, we ate like kings every time we went to either one of their homes.
Yep.
And then I raised my family, and maybe I was a little busier than what I should have been. I don't know what it was, but now I just absolutely, I thrive out there. And somebody said something about that, and this is, you know, everybody's just ready to get outside.
Yes.
You get a good day and you run outside, and you get a bad day, it's like, oh no.
Yeah.
But anyway, the next few weeks is gonna, it's all gonna turn, guys. The trees are starting to bud.
Yep.
Everything is all good signs are fixing to happen.
The last 2 days have absolutely sucked because we've been looking at a beautiful sunny sky outside, and you walk outside the door, and wait a second, it's still winter.
Yeah, that's right. It's cool.
It's green outside. It's not supposed to be this cool. So I'm looking forward to this sale. It is coming up here. We're looking at April 29th. We'll get you some more information on that as it gets a little bit closer. But this is the biggest event the Master Gardeners, I think, put on every year as far as actual throughput. You're going to have 300 people over there for the seminar, and you're probably going to have closer to 5 for the plant sales, my guess.
It's hard to say. I think 300 is about what we usually get.
Is it really?
For it. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it gets to 500 at the plant.
Well,
site,
like I said, Tommy and I stopped counting at 120, and I would have guessed that we were well north of 300 by the time they were all in the gate.
It
so.
May have been hard to say, but
you, well,
it's a great crowd.
Yes.
We generally get between 1,000 and 2,000 plants to sell, so you have plenty of inventory to take a look. People have been digging. I'm telling people playing there. I was working at the hospital volunteering a couple of weeks ago, and one of the officers came in. He says, "Beautiful day." I says, "Yeah, I'd rather be home playing in the dirt today."
Yep.
And he kind of looked at me, so I'm sorry about that.
Well, yeah, we've had a couple of nice days, and they've teased us. One thing I do want to stress, the average last day of frost for this area is
April 15th.
So please keep that in mind. You've still got about another month before we're looking at being safe.
And that's average.
Average, being safe from our last frost. So my wife has been anxious to get the tomatoes going. We're still going to wait another 2 weeks before we get those underway because we want to make sure that everything flows nicely this year.
Yeah. You can start your tomatoes indoors now. There's no problem.
Well, yes,
with that.
And then you'll be in the situation like I was last year, and you're going to have well-traveled tomato plants. They had many, many miles on them, me walking in and out of the house.
That's okay. That walking
many,
is
many
good
miles.
For you.
Well, it's probably good. Yeah, it's probably good for the plants. It's better for the plants than it was for the person carrying everything. So I do have a whole lot of stuff to get to. I also have the opportunity to go to break on time right now, so I'm going to take advantage of that. You guys still have a couple of pages of stuff to talk about. I know we still have some things that we need to hit, but right now I'm going to hit the folks that pay the bills. We're going to talk to the folks right now here in just a moment. There it goes. You're listening to The Morning Show this morning, brought to you by your friends over at Next and powered by NAEC. You're listening on KJMT 97.1 KRZP 92.7, both Mountain Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick little break. Back with more in just a moment. And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. There's no line over there at the drive-thru at Hardee's right now. Stop on by over there. Get yourself some to eat or drink. All kinds of great food and drink available over there at Hardee's. Stop on by and get your fill. I do have Tommy Hagen. I do have Cecil Gusecki, Master Gardeners extraordinaire, in the studio with me here this morning. And we've been talking about the plant sale. It's coming up in April. It's only about 6 weeks away, folks. It's going to be on us before we know it. But we do know that the Master Gardeners right now are busy working behind the scenes getting ready for that. It is not quite officially springtime yet here in this part of the world, but there's a lot of folks that are getting outside and starting to do things. Still a little early.
It is a little early because the weather has turned, but don't be afraid because the weather has turned. All right, a lot of folks like myself have already cleaned up their garden beds and stuff, and most things are going to recover from it. They may have a little frost burn on them, all right?
Okay.
A little bit of dieback on the leaves, but at the end of the day, unless your plant was weak to start with, you should be okay.
Right.
You know, and we've had a tough weather with the weather up and down. I had trouble with my roses this year. I don't know about you, but I've had a lot of dieback on the roses. Some of them I've had to cut back to the ground, but they're coming up from the root ball. We had warm weather, and then we had extremely cold weather this winter, and I think that kind of stamped some stuff.
Confused a few of the plants.
Right, so if you see something like that, look at the plant, see what it's doing from the bottom, see if you see anything coming up, and if you do, cut the dead stuff down, and it'll be just fine.
There you go. We have a few meetings coming up here. You've got your seminar coming up here this weekend. It's obviously dominating your time, but the Master Gardeners do get together once a month and have a great time.
We do, and we just had a cool meeting the other day.
Well, turn on the heater.
No, it was about how to garden and maybe not ruin your body in the process.
Ah.
And it was the one of the PT clinics, the therapist, she came and showed us neat ways. So, you know, maybe do a little stretching before you start bending and everything. But it was cool. But that's the kind of things you learn. But we're fixing to have one in April, Champion Trees. And again, that's just exactly what it sounds like. Champion tree. Trees that will be do well in our area. And that, again, every one of our meetings, the guys and gals that put them together for a purpose. And they do good. The next one after that is in June, and it's the Lazy T Worm Farm, and that's over on Highway 126. And Tommy is one of their best customers. They actually, you can go in there and get the worms and put them in your little planting bed or whatever, and they'll aerate, and then they have the fertilizer you can put on there. But she is a sweet lady. I tell you, it's fun just to go over there because she's had a chance to build up her gardens through the years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you'll be jealous in a heartbeat, I guarantee you. But anyway, it's kind of fun to go there. But Seal and the group that gets these speakers together do a fantastic job.
Well, I don't actually get the speakers, but we have some great ones coming up. Mm-hmm. August 10th, we got Randy Frost, who's the new Janet Carson, coming down.
And okay, so those folks that don't know Janet.
He is the state master gardener person. Let's put it that way.
Perfect.
Makes it simple.
Yes.
But he's talking something I've talked about a long time, and it's pruning techniques and timing, which dependent on the type of plants like we've talked about. So we're going to hear about it from an expert. And then September 14th, we have a gentleman that's emigrated here from Green Bay, Wisconsin. He used to own a nursery up there.
Okay.
And he's going to talk about something dear to my heart and some of you all. It's succulents.
And,
you know, all those people that have those nice little hypertufa things we've talked about, put all those little kind of things in there. He's got a collection. Unfortunately, he lost a lot of his collection with the bad weather. His
heater,
okay, but he'll start up some new ones and have some great things to talk about.
Very cool.
Our schedule for all the meetings, it's usually the second Thursday of most months. We don't have a meeting every month, but 9 months out of the year, the public is welcome.
Okay.
1 o'clock at the Presbyterian Church from 1 to 3. The speaker talks at 1 o'clock, usually for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Public is welcome. There's no fee. You just come. We're going to make you stand up and tell us your name. But other than that, you're welcome, and we'll have our little buffet that we always have, as we always talk about. Love to have
legendary
you join
buffet.
Us. And if you come, if you go onto our website, BextCountyMG.com, go under special events, and you'll find this little tab that says join us at our meeting, and it'll tell you what we're having and when we're having it, so you can pick and choose where you want to come.
Fantastic.
And you can come to all of them if you want.
There you go.
We're not going to strong iron you to come a member.
Right.
We might say, why don't you think about it? But that'd be about the end of
somebody
it.
Somebody shows up for 4 in a row, you're going to work on them a little bit harder than somebody just walking through there to find out how to make their trees a little more successful.
But they'll feel welcome when they come.
Oh, yeah.
We welcome people. Yes. We like for them to come. It's like CEO said, we don't strong arm you. Mm-hmm. And the food's fantastic. The meetings are you'll learn a bunch, I promise. But then you also meet some people who have a common interest with you.
Yep.
Again, I always talk about it, hostas and roses seem to be the two things I like best. And there's people that have tons more knowledge than I do about both of them there, and I can pick up from them. And I'm not the smartest guy on two legs, but I'm smart enough to know I can learn from other people. Anyway, it's cool.
Well, yeah, it's just another opportunity for folks to get an education right here in our community. It is a very giving community, and I love the fact that the Master Gardeners do give up their time to support the community and teach folks about how to make their lives a little bit better.
Well, you have to understand it's something that we're passionate about. Mm-hmm. It's our hobbies. It keeps us busy, keeps us young, working in the garden, all right? And Master Gardener is all about helping others grow.
Right.
And we're not going to plant your garden for you, but we'll sure give you advice about how to do it so that you learn and you can help others grow.
Yep.
Because that's kind of what gardening is. It's the whole business. We're sharing our plants and the plant sale with the community.
Exactly.
We're helping other people do their thing.
We've got right at 2 minutes left, and normally we give a couple more moments for this. What is our plant of the month?
It is a strawberry begonia.
A strawberry begonia.
All right. It has leaves that look like a geranium, and it kind of spreads like a strawberry, but it's neither. It's a mat-forming shade plant.
Okay.
It has round leaves like a geranium that are green with silver veining.
All right.
And the undersides are kind of a muted reddish color. It sends up little spikes that have little white flowers on the top of it.
Okay.
And it just kind of keeps growing like a strawberry plant does. All right. It's a shade plant. It doesn't need a lot of care, but it doesn't like the sun.
Okay.
Doesn't have special watering needs. But again, if you're planting it in a wooded area where the trees are competing competing, you might need to give it just a little more attention.
Okay. It's a partial sun, mostly sunny, mostly shaded. What do we need for this?
Part to all shade.
Part to all shade, okay.
Yeah, it's not a sun plane. It's not going to take care of it.
All right.
Okay. It's just it likes to be in groups. If you plant two or three of them, a couple like 10, 12 inches apart, and then just watch them spread and they'll come back. Some years they'll stay evergreen all year. It just depends. This year with the up and down, you might not see quite that, but most of the time you'll have it last all season long.
Will they propagate and spread on their own a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't even get
the question out. But not in a bad way.
Okay.
All right. In a woodland garden, it's nice to have something that does it. It gives a little bit more lushness. And
right.
But it's not an aggressive plant, no. But it will entertain you with some extras, to be sure.
Entertain you.
And just a little extra splash of color, too, it sounds like.
Absolutely. It's a great little plant. The flowers are dainty. It's just a nice little thing to have in your garden. And it's one of those things that it's not one of your plants that's your thriller plant.
Right.
But it's one that will definitely enjoy because it'll fill in all the empty spaces and kind of knit things together.
Fantastic. Looking for a little coverage in a small area that's got some shade in.
Yes.
Sounds like it's perfect for that.
Scott, we're near the end, I know. But we want to thank you for everything you do for Master Gardeners. You get the word out on everything that we do, and we appreciate that very, very, very much.
Our success certainly has been encouraged by your efforts.
Well, thank you for that. I'm just supporting something that I think is great for our community. I know there's a lot of folks that are concerned about this in our community, and we're learning how to do things a little bit better from Master Gardeners just like you. So thank you guys for your time. I know it's not easy to get up and get here once a month. I trust
you're right about that.
Some mornings it's harder than others.
Exactly. All right, that music playing in the background means we're out of time. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of The Morning Show.